Spreading up. When you're not sure what is going to happen in the market, it is wise to protect yourself by going short in something you think is overvalued. Roy Neuberger. Whether I am bullish or bearish, I always try to have both long and short positions, just in case I'm wrong. Jim Rogers. I have tried being long a stock and short a stock in the same industry, but generally found it to be unsuccessful. Michael Steinhardt. Many traders have the idea that when they are in a commodity or stock and it starts to decline, they can hedge and protect themselves, that is, short some other commodity or stock and make up the loss. There is no greater mistake than this. W.D. Gann. I had expected there might be some subtle differences among the pros. After all, some were stock market moguls while others traded options or futures contracts. But didn't these guys agree on anything? Based on the examples above, they sounded more like members of a debate team trying to score points against one another. I had to find out how the pros made money in the markets. I had to learn the secret that all of them must know. But if the pros couldn't agree on how to make money, how was I going to learn their secret? And then it began to occur to me. There was no secret. They didn't all do the same thing to make money. What one guy said not to do, another guy said you should do. Why didn't they agree? I mean, here was a group of individuals who had collectively taken billions of dollars out of the markets and kept it. Weren't they all doing at least a few things the same when they made their money? Think about it this way. If one guy did what another said not to do, how come the first guy didn't lose his money? And if the first guy hadn't lost, why didn't the second guy? If imitating the pros was supposed to make you rich and not imitating them was supposed to make you poor, then each one of these guys should have lost all his money because none of them imitated the others. They all should be flat broke because they very often did things opposite of one another. It finally occurred to me that maybe studying losses was more important than searching for some holy grail to making money. So I started reading through all the material on the pros again and noted what they had to say about losses.